This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday News, listeners, and if you can believe this or not, it's October 1st, 2021. Yep, welcome to a brand new month of the news show. We've got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now like we always do in about 5 minutes. That's right, if you got an Xbox One console out there, you can now start using xCloud to play Xbox Series X games. Yes, Microsoft confirmed that testing is indeed underway for some Xbox insiders. That feature being allowing you to play Xbox Game Pass games and stream it immediately. Of course, what's really cool about the xCloud integration, it will allow Xbox owners to try games before they're actually fully downloaded. Yeah, you don't have to wait forever to say, oh man, this game sucks, what a waste of bandwidth. Microsoft is promising over 100 Xbox Game Pass titles will be available as part of the initial xCloud integration. Staying with news from Microsoft Windows Store, get ready for third-party apps coming your way. According to the folks over there at The Verge, Microsoft Store policies now allow third-party storefront apps. This is all part of the company's actually loosened policies, particularly when it came to rival browsers. Browsers, you know, like Opera, will be available on the Microsoft Store to provide an alternative to Edge. Now, as far as, say, Steam, GOG, or other well-known app and game stores, well, that's kind of up in the air. The Epic Game Store will be coming to the Microsoft Store, at least in the next few months. In fact, Microsoft's touted out there that it won't demand a share of revenue from those shops. That's basically Microsoft sticking a fork in Apple's way over there. Hey, speaking of Apple, Apple says that jelly scrolling that you're experiencing on the iPad Mini 6, eh, don't worry about it, that's normal. Now, those of you out there that have an iPad Mini 6, a lot of you have been saying, yeah, this doesn't seem right. Lots of complaints have actually been coming from owners of the Mini 6, particularly when the device is in portrait mode. Apple, of course, is aware of the complaints and said, hey, don't worry, it's all normal because it's just an LCD screen. Now, the jelly scrolling actually refers to the screen tearing, you know, that causes text or even images on one side of the screen to appear to be tilted towards downward. And this is really all happening because of mismatch in refresh rates. One thing for sure, it doesn't look very good, particularly when Apple is known for such a scrolling smooth experience. There is a downside to this, though, for people out there with the 6 Mini thinking, oh well, at least they can do something about it in an upgrade or a firmware or something. Since Apple's already clearly stated it's normal, doesn't look like you're going to be getting a replacement or a firmware upgrade anytime soon. In fact, probably never. Finally, those of you that are unhappy with the 6 Mini, here's another way maybe you can stick it to Apple. That is, if you don't like their apps. Apple users finally now have the option to rate its own apps on the App Store. That's right, Apple thinks that their apps can be treated just as equal as among others now. Actually, probably should have been that way from the beginning, but hey, it's Apple. In fact, I think a lot of people have already let Apple know just exactly what they think of most of their apps. Take, for instance, the podcast app. It's now nicely sitting at 2 stars. Apple News is faring a little bit better, 2.3. In fact, if you look through the App Store for Apple's apps, none of them have a stellar rating. As for if Apple thinks that this is something to be concerned about, well, of course they don't. They're Apple. First and foremost, their app was already free anyways. Plus, you've bought the device that they made. To cut things short, I guess really in the end, Apple, as far as their apps goes, couldn't really give a crap what you think. Got a story and no one else is listening, we'll send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show too. It's also where you support this show to keep us on the air, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, as I always say, less than a cup of coffee, you can keep the news show alive. And thank you once again, I just cannot thank our listeners enough for keeping us going for another month here for the news show. Your generosity is so greatly appreciated. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, of course, we're at British Tech Network. On Twitter, we're at British Tech. And join our Slack room with our BTN community today and start chatting it up at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.